Let's hear from another cancer survivor. This is Maria Elena Martinez, who is 55 years old. She came from Mexico 10 years ago with her husband, Jose, and two of her four grown children. Maria speaks basic English pretty well, but Jose does not. Her surgeon has just telephoned Maria to tell her that her biopsy shows breast cancer. He has set up an appointment for her tomorrow so that he can tell her about the treatment she will get.
When my doctor called, I was home all alone. I was so shocked to hear that I have cancer. I didn't know what to do. Good thing that Jose came home soon. How could this happen? What can I do? I asked him. We didn't know, but decided not to tell the children until we had more time to think about it. I asked Jose to come to the clinic with me the next day. The surgeon talked so fast with so many words we didn't know. He said, "You must have an operation, a mastectomy." He had already scheduled the operation for a few days later. We didn't know what to do. It was all happening so fast. I was brought out to show respeto for important people, like this surgeon. He knows so much, but I couldn't even look at him as he talked. All I knew was that I wasn't happier than ever before in my life. His nurse asked me to sign a consent form to say it's okay to have the operation. If he thought it was the right thing to do, I would do it. Even though I wanted more time to think about it, I signed the form anyway. Otherwise, he might think that I do not respect him. After that, I talked with my children, told them about my cancer and what had happened with the surgeon. They were shocked, too. They were so good. Hugged me, kissed me, so good. My daughter then thought about her friend's mother. Her name is Teresa. She had breast cancer and got treated about 2 years ago. She's very healthy and happy now. I called Teresa right away.
I was so happy to help Maria Elena. I went over to see her soon after she heard about her diagnosis. I told her that I had had breast cancer too and got good treatment for it. I told her that I know how afraid I was when I found out. We talked about the surgeon. Yes, I said respect is important to both of us. But that is not enough now. This is your decision and it will affect your life and happiness. There are other treatments for women with breast cancer. Me, I had just a small part of my breast removed and then had radiation. Maybe that could work for you, I told her. You need to ask and find out. It is your doctor's responsibility to tell you in words you can understand or to have someone else give you that information. It is your right to find out.
I was even a little more scared, even though I thought maybe there was some hope. But I told Teresa that the operation was already scheduled. How can I change that now? And maybe it's dangerous to wait. But no, Teresa said I could ask that too. Her doctor had told her it was okay for her to wait a week or two to make sure she was comfortable with her decision. What she says makes me feel better, stronger. Yes, it is my decision. I will talk with Jose and my children, tell them how I feel and see how they feel. Teresa helped me decide to go see the surgeon and tell him that I need more information. I want to know if there is some other treatment for me.
Maria Elena has learned three important communication skills. She is ready to be assertive. She has started using I messages and is expressing her feelings. To get really prepared to talk with the surgeon, Maria Elena asked Teresa to do a role play exercise with her. Maria Elena would act as herself, and Teresa would act as the surgeon. It's good for Maria Elena to practice with Teresa. This way, she might not be so scared talking with the surgeon. This is an exercise you can try, too, with or without a role-play partner. Pretend you are Maria Elena, getting ready to walk into the surgeon's office. Think about what you need to say and how you will say it. Use your skills. Be assertive. Use I messages and express how you feel. If you are scared or confused, that's okay. The surgeon needs to know that in order to understand your feelings and respond in the right way.